Billets there, of course, varied an awful lot. One billet I was in for quite a time was owned by a doctor's widow. And obviously, pre-war, they were quite wealthy. There was a car laid up in the garage. There was a live-in maid who gave her breakfast in bed, had to change her uniform during the course of the day. And yours truly had to live in the kitchen with the maid, which was probably a lot better than being in the main room, where I would have had to mind my P's and Q's a lot more. And we were allowed once in the day, 9 o'clock, to listen to the news to find out how the war was progressing. And then it was off to bed. That was one billet. Another billet, which was, I suppose, in many ways, a lot better, had a chap who was a watchmaker who worked all day, not with watches, but obviously with instruments. And that particular billet had no electricity. And he refused to buy any more batteries for the radio. So when it came to the news, he used to come up to the bedroom where I'd made a crystal set, and he'd sit with one part of the headphones and I'd sit with the other to hear the 6 o'clock news. I don't think we ever had paid anything for a license, but they never caught up with us, obviously.